In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have entered into that time of year when the church begins to bring us once again to a reflection of the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. The very beginning of November, a month which is dedicated in a special way to prayer for the poor souls, we have an opportunity to celebrate the whole church together in a three-day period. Today we recognize liturgically the church triumphant, those successful souls who reached the purpose for which God created them, and died in the friendship of God, and after, either immediately or after some time of purification and penance in purgatory, entered into the bliss of heaven and enjoyed the beatific vision. Saints great and small. There can be small saints, I suppose. There can be very great saints. We all have different gifts, and our rewards in heaven will be different according to how God will reward us. But they are all enjoying the bliss of heaven for eternity, and they are exactly where they ought to be. There's a beautiful moment in the paradise of the Divine Comedy by Dante, when Dante is quizzing one of the saints in heaven, saying, "Well, do you ever resent, or are you ever maybe a little envious of people who are higher up in heaven than you are?" And to which Picarda, the woman who Dante is speaking with, responds, "In no way would anybody ever be discontent, because they are exactly where God wills them to be, and in His will is our peace." See, when you are doing the will of God, and you know you're doing the will of God, you can be at peace. And this is one of the great fruits of holiness. No matter what might be going on around you or to you, if you're doing the will of God and living well according to your vocation, you can be at peace. A peace here, even in the chaos which we call our world, even in the chaos which right now we call our church. Doing God's will according to your vocations is a road map to peace, something for which we all hope for a great deal, especially in troubled times. So today we celebrate the saints who are in the church triumphant. Tomorrow we celebrate those souls who are still being purified in the state called purgatory. We call them the poor souls, but how rich they are. They're terribly rich in hope, because they know that one day they will see God face to face. They may not have done all the penance they needed to do during this life that they had to do is out of justice. So now the temporal punishment due to the sins that they may have committed, they're doing now. They're being released, purified from any attachment to sin as well. So they're both out of justice doing penance that they didn't do here, and they're being purified from any final attachment to sin that there might be, however so small. And one day they will enter into heaven. And they wish us well. They'll intercede for us as well. But we have an obligation, I think, because they are our brothers and sisters still in the church, right? Just as those who are in heaven are still part members of the church, so those who are suffering in purgatory are also members of the church. And we are all in this together. And so we should pray for them. And we do this in a special way during the month of November. And tomorrow and in the period after All Souls Day, we can get plenary indulgences for the souls in purgatory by doing very simple things. Something as simple as visiting a cemetery and praying for the dead. You can find these things very easily described, and I'm sure the wonderful catechetical materials that you are all regularly reviewing at home, and you can also find them online very easily. And then on Sunday, on the 3rd, we might take an opportunity this year, especially after praying for intercession from the church militant and being intercessors for the church suffering, the church penitent in purgatory, let us take a special make a special effort to pray for the church militant. Pray for us right now in these difficult times, to pray for the church. There are very strange things going on in the church right now. And we need to fulfill our part as members of the church militant here in this Vale of Tears. Sometimes I'll use the image of a pilgrim warrior, a soldier who is on the march toward the fatherland, where we desire so much to be. But we are surrounded by enemies from without and from within. It's a constant state of warfare upon us by the world, from within us because of our disordered appetites, and so forth because of the wounds to our nature due to original sin. We have the problems of the flesh that war upon us from within us. And then there's the enemy of the soul, the fallen ones, Satan and the fallen angels, who are very good at being enemies. And so we have real challenges, real obstacles. But you know, remember that the saints in heaven whom we celebrate today, they had obstacles too. They lived lives like we do. They had families and they had concerns and they had problems. There were troubles in their times as well, just as there are troubles in our times. We are not exempt from things just because we live in a later period. They had cares. They had the same resources that we have. They had the sacraments and sacramentals. As a matter of fact, we probably have far more access to the sacraments and to clear teaching and sound teaching and good resources and the use of sacramentals and all these wonderful things that we have in the church as Catholics. We today, especially in this, you know, community, wealthy and comfortable as we are, we have far greater access to many of the advantages of the church than many of the saints throughout history, great and small. But if they could do it, then we can do it. If they can do it, we can do it. And we have so many, many more advantages than they. And we have them on our side. They're for us. They're rooting for us. They want us to be with them. When you love, you want to share what gives you joy. They want us to be in heaven with them. If we love, we too will share what we have in a joyful and an inviting way to others. You think of all those people out there who have become confused or hurt in some way, or have just through apathy or scandal perhaps, or whatever reason it might be, perhaps have drifted away from the church, from Holy Church, and have therefore put their souls in grave, grave peril of not dying in the state of grace and the friendship of God. Think of the role that you might play in their lives. It could be that by a single invitation that one of you might make to them, some handout to them that might change their lives, and we might be celebrating them one day at the altar as great saints who converted. You think about some of the magnificent saints who were great converts. Well, there are saints out there waiting to be invited. Everyone is a potential saint. Every single one of us, while we draw breath and our hearts beat, there's hope for every one of us. Think of all the great gifts that you've been showered with by God, by being born into this time. The great advantages you have for your spiritual life. You're mobile, you can move around, you can drive out here, you can find things now more easily than ever before. You have access to the sacraments practically in every direction that you look. You have vocations that God has called you to live. You were called into extremely difficult times, and that means that God is going to give you even more graces to be able to live your vocation as you ought. How blessed we are. All this and heaven too. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.